Wait, let's go to the polls, because that's where Massachusetts voters who did not vote early or by mail are today, if they're voting, potentially driving us to what Secretary of the Commonwealth Bill Galvin predicted yesterday could be record turnout in this election. And we want you to give us a call yourself. Did you vote today? Or maybe you're waiting to vote right now. What has your experience been like? Did you vote earlier by mail? Why? Maybe you're not voting today, even though you could. And you can tell us about that, too. 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Or tweet us at Radio Boston. Let's turn now to a couple of our WBUR reporters who are on location at polling stations. We're going to start with Deborah Becker, who's in Springfield and joins us. Deb, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So I think you've been lots of places today. Where have you been and what are you seeing?
Yeah, well, I'm in central and western Mass today. I've been to a bunch of spots. I've been to Shrewsbury and Worcester and Springfield. And I went to the two Trump strongholds of Brookfield and North Brookfield today. And I would say it's busy. It's actually busier than I expected. At one precinct in Worcester, one of the poll workers there told me that they had already surpassed the number of people who voted in the primary, and that's despite all the early voting. So it's been steady and busy, not hearing about a lot of problems, no big issues reported here. There are some minor issues about asking people for ID, or some monitors were having trouble getting into different places, a few technical issues with machines, but I'm not hearing about any big issues.
So tell us what you're hearing from voters.
Well, voters are excited, and that seems to be on both sides. They feel that they really wanted their voices heard, and I think that they're excited to feel that they're making a difference with this election, and, you know, they seem to think, though, that it's kind of up in the air, as we all do, right? It's a nail-biter. So it's particularly in the strongholds of Brookfield and North Brookfield, there were a lot of Trump supporters that I ran into at the polls. And I spoke with Melissa Kirby. She's in Brookfield, and she talked about why she's supporting President Trump. Let's listen.
Joe Biden's been in government for 40 years, and he hasn't done really that much. So why not keep somebody in there who's made changes, who hasn't been in government? So that was my choice today, was to put my vote in for Mr. Trump and, you know, go another 4 years, make America great again.
And so that was Melissa. And I have to say, I spoke with probably 20 voters in Brookfield and North Brookfield today, and only two did not support President Trump. On the other hand, when I visited polls in Worcester and I spoke with voters there, it was overwhelmingly supportive of Biden. I talked with Johnny Henderson in Worcester, who's a veteran. This is what he said.
You know, Trump got a deferment when he was young. He didn't go to NAM. I did. You know what I'm saying? He come for money. I don't. His alternative motive is making sure that people who have money keep money. You know, that's the bottom line. He's not worried about poor people.
So that was Johnny Henderson in Worcester. So really, it's all over the map, I would say, Tiziana. But I would say that folks are eager to be casting their ballots today and taking part in the process.
Well, we will continue to watch your reporting. That's WBUR's Deborah Becker checking in from Springfield. Deb, thanks.
You're welcome.
All right, let's go to the phones, 800-423-8255, to talk about your voting experience today. We've got Melissa on the line from Maynard. Melissa, go ahead.
Hi there. I just wanted to share that I did not vote early because I've been tutoring an immigrant into America to learn English. He got his citizenship in January and has been very much looking forward to voting today for the first time. And he didn't want to vote early. He wants to go to the polls on polling day mm-hmm. to cast his vote for the first time.
So you're voting with him, Melissa?
I am.
That's great. Thanks for the call, Melissa. That's great to hear about. Let's hear from Brett, too. Brett's in Hamilton. Go ahead, Brett.
Hi, good afternoon. I just wanted to share that I decided this year to vote early in person, and it was my first time ever doing so.
Why'd you decide to do it, Brett?
Well, with the pandemic going on, I was worried if situations were to change drastically, in terms of safety. I was also a little bit worried just about the current political climate. I wanted to make sure to get it done when I could and didn't want to leave anything to chance.
Fantastic. I'm glad you got out and voted, Brett, and I appreciate you calling us, too. Thanks. I'm going to check in now with another reporter. WBUR's Miriam Wasser is in Lawrence. Miriam, thanks for checking in with us.
Hey, glad to be here.
So let's start with the kind of the edgier part of what you've been following today, because I understand you've been tracking an election issue in Lawrence today. Can you catch us up?
Yeah, sure. So I have been I've been in Lawrence for most of the day because early on we started getting word that some people who showed up to vote in person but had previously requested a mail-in ballot were told that they needed to go home and get that mail-in ballot and turn it in order to cast a vote in person here. To be clear, that if you had requested a mail-in ballot and you never turned it in, you do not need to turn in your mail-in ballot at a polling place in order to get a ballot. But that seemed to be happening here, and there was a lot of confusion about that. So we've been digging into that all day. It's unclear exactly what the issue was, but the city clerk has been notified, the Secretary of State's office has been notified, and they said that they have rectified the issues and talked to all the poll workers here to make sure that people know that they can't send people away who have previously requested mail-in ballots.
Okay, and what's the mood been like there and at the other polling places you visited today?
Yeah, I mean, I think that at this polling place, it's been a little, there's been some confusion, right? People coming out and saying, like, I guess I have to go home and get my ballot now. But overall, people seem pretty positive. It's pretty cold up here, so not a lot of people wanting to linger and chat with me after they come out of the polling place. They seem pretty anxious to get back to their cars. But I have talked to a number of people who feel like it's really important that they voted this year. I talked to one first-time voter who said she came out because the top issues for her are access to abortion and racial justice, and she voted for Biden. But one of the things that she said that was really striking to me is she said she was really nervous to come out. She thought it was a big risk to come out and vote. And, you know, I asked her a little bit more about that, and she thought that there might be a lot of protesters or that there'd be a lot of people yelling. So she, for one, was quite relieved that it was really quiet here. So that's one example.
And Miriam, just briefly, yeah, tell us a little, I think you brought us some other voter voices. Just briefly, take us through those.
Yeah, sure. So one of the people that I spoke to also up here in Lawrence is Lee Nichol. She is voting for Biden because she thinks that Trump mishandled the coronavirus pandemic. We can play that.
What brought you out to vote today?
Because we need a better man in there. That's the truth. I don't know how Joe Biden is. I don't watch the news. I don't watch nothing. But somebody got to beat that man.
Yeah, and I also, earlier this morning, I talked to a man, Louis DiPrezio, in Chelsea. I was down there this morning, and I asked him about the coronavirus and just about what was bringing him out, and he cast a vote for the president, and here's what he told me about that.
I'll be honest, I voted for Trump. I just like him. I like what he's done. He's not a politician. As an individual, he's not the greatest person in the world, but if I have a choice between him and a lifetime politician, I'd rather go with the man that's doing things for people.
Yeah, so kind of echoing what one of the voters that Deb played us said.
So, Miriam, stand by. We've got a lot of people on the phone. I'm going to go take a couple of calls here. 800-423-8255 is the number. We've got Leslie from North Andover. Leslie, go ahead.
Hey there. So lines were very quick. They were long, but very quick here. And there was no dissension. It was fine. It was a wonderful thing. And I'm only sorry that my youngest son can't vote.
Is he not old enough yet, Leslie?
No, he's not old enough yet. But
soon enough.
He's probably
soon enough.
The most political active in the family. But it's been great, and the town has been great. And there's no dissension.
Thanks. I'm going to let you go there, Leslie. Thanks so much for the call. I want to get Sheila in, too, from Duxbury. Sheila, go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I voted 2 weeks ago, and I was thrilled to have the opportunity to vote early because of my work schedule. 4 years ago, I did not vote, even though it pained me totally, because I grew up in a very democratic, very politically active family when I was younger. So I always thought it was my duty. So this was great to be able to go in, cast my vote. I did think it was strange that I was not asked for my license or any sort of identification, even though they had my address, my precinct, but I just was ready to hand them my ID, and they said, no, we have you here. So with all the you know, talk about voting fraud, I thought that would probably be something where I would make sure that I, you know, had my ID. I understand that a lot of people, especially elderly, or don't always have access to IDs, so I get that. But for me, I that did strike me as strange.
Thanks for that, Sheila. I appreciate the call. Yeah, let me turn back to you, Miriam Wasser. Those voices, you know, we know you don't need to show ID in Massachusetts, although Sheila wasn't saying she thought she had to, but that she was prepared to. Does that sound like what you've been hearing around town today?
You know, ID did come up a couple of times. There are some circumstances where you are asked as a voter to present some ID, and so there was a little bit of confusion about that from people. You know, if you're a recently registered voter and you didn't enter in, say, your license number or your full social security number when you registered, a poll worker might ask you to present some ID to verify your address.
Yep.
The same might happen if you're a voter who's been on the inactive rolls for a while. So there was some confusion.
Miriam,
No problem.
I'm sorry, Miriam. I got to take it back from you there. WBUR's Miriam Wasser. It is great to talk to you from the polls. Thank you.
You too. Bye.